Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host. There are many important verbs in the Bible. For example, love, believe, follow, trust, and repent. Today, we're going to study two of those important verbs, trust and repent. And also, we're going to learn what happens when you trust and repent. From last week, we have been studying the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. It gives us instruction on how we should live and what blessings we will receive when we follow those instructions. Last week, we learned about two blessings, long life and reputation. You can receive long life and reputation through personal and communal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who grows and multiplies you among the nations. Today, we'll learn about two other blessings, straight path and healing. Now, if you trust the Lord, He will make your paths straight. If you repent, you will be healed and refreshed. Now, why is straight path a blessing? It is a blessing because if you are on the straight path, you don't have to waste your time and life. And you are on the right track, and everything you do counts and matters. It is truly a blessing. Even amid pandemic, when people look for values about who they are and what they do, people who are on the straight paths already know the value of who they are and what they do, so that they don't have to waste their time to figure that out. Now, why is healing and refreshment blessing? We're living in the world of global pandemic, global sickness. Everyone longs for healing and refreshment. Healing and refreshment are wanted and needed globally. Therefore, both straight paths and healing are great blessings, and we will learn how to receive both of them. So listen very carefully. Let's read today's passage from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. First, straight paths. Now, how can you be on the straight path? The answer is by trusting in the Lord. Look at verses 5 and 6 again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Note the word all. What does it mean to trust God with all your heart? It means to trust God 100% with all you are. It also says, do not lean on your own understanding, which means do not trust your own knowledge and experience. You should not trust 50% on your own expertise and another 50% on God. That's not what it means here. You should trust God 100% and not on yourself. That's what it means here. Now let's talk about the context here. Who wrote this verse? King Solomon. He was a very wise man. In fact, there were other kings and queens of the world at that time came to Solomon to listen to his wisdom. He was like a modern-day Google or Wikipedia that people ask questions, and he had all the answers. So Solomon's IQ must be higher than anybody ever lived. However, look at how he says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Well, I'm not that smart, so I have all the reasons not to trust my own mind. But Solomon was different. He was the wisest man in the history, and yet he said, do not trust your own mind. Trust the Lord 100%. And that was his wisest conclusion. He really was the wisest man on the earth in history, but in front of God, he had to lay down his own understanding and mind and trust God alone with all his heart. If Solomon did it, then we should do it for sure. No matter how much educated, intelligent, and experienced person you are to lay down your own understanding and trust God the Lord with 100%, with all your heart. Now think about how disciples met Jesus. Many of them were fishermen, experienced fishermen. But one day, they had a really bad day in their business. I mean, they didn't catch a thing. Then random guy showed up and said, "Cast your net on your right side." His name was Jesus. Those fishermen laughed at this random guy. And they were like, "We're the experts here. And you, who are you? You look like a carpenter." But when they unwillingly cast the net, miracle happened. They caught so many fish. Then they realized that the random guy was not a random guy. They met the Messiah that day, the promised one. Now, what is the common thing between Solomon and Jesus' disciples? They were saying, "I am the wisest man in history, but in front of you, God, I am nothing. I trust you alone. I'm the experienced fisherman, but in front of you, Jesus, I am nothing. I trust you alone." Now, this should be your confession as well. When you lay down your own understanding, your expertise, your experience, and your education, and trust God 100%, you will encounter amazing miracles of God. So trust God with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Now, verse 6 goes further. It says, "In all your ways, acknowledge Him." Now, what does that mean? It means to acknowledge God with all you do. Verse 5 is to trust God with all you are. And verse 6 is to acknowledge God with all you do. So verse 5 and 6 is saying, with all you are and all you do, trust and acknowledge God. So it means that you are to all in to trust and acknowledge God. It means 24 hours, 7 days a week. At your workplace, at your dinner table, when you grab a golf club, when you take out food from Big Mac or Tim Horton, when you wake up and go to bed, day and night, inside and outside, trust and acknowledge God. But the sad reality is, many Christians are not following that. Only one or two hours a week, they pretend to acknowledge God, but during their weekdays, they still follow their gut and desire. That shouldn't be with you. Remember what it says, with all your heart and all your ways, trust and acknowledge God. By the way, what does acknowledge mean? It means to know in Hebrew. So acknowledging God in all your ways means know God in all you do. Now, it doesn't mean informational not knowing of God, but it is to recognize that God is with you and He is watching you in all you do. At your work, you're sitting in the office typing computer to process workload, and at your construction site, restaurant, school, and everywhere. It is you planning, moving, talking, and finishing. So it is very easy to think it is all you who are doing at your work. But if that's the case, then you are acknowledging yourself alone. Now, acknowledging God is recognizing God as the one who gives you strength for work, and God is the one you are working for. Colossians 3:23-24 says, "We are working for the Lord." Ephesians 6:7 says, "Do work, render your service as unto the Lord, not to men." And that is what it means to acknowledging God in all you do. Again, Jesus is not Sunday God only. He is God of 24/7. He should be on our lips, hands, and feet. We are His hands and feet 24/7. So when you speak as if you are speaking the words of God. And when you serve with the power that's from God. So whatever you do, God would be glorified. 1 Peter 4:11. And that's what it means to acknowledge God in all you do. Then what happened? You will be blessed in a huge way. God will make your path straight. Straight path means direct way in Hebrew. So your life will not be crooked, but a direct way. So your life will not be wasted or sidetracked. It will be a well-planned, processed, and fulfilled life. Now, our church is becoming 10 years old. Time flies, doesn't it? In 2010, I had a vision to plant a church for internationals. At the time, I was serving at a Korean church for the college ministry, and it was a great time, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. However, in my heart, there was a burning desire to raise up 21st century Moses among international community in the Triangle area through church planting. And I knew that it was from the Lord God. So I came out of the Korean church and planted this church with three people, one Chinese student, one Indian student, and one Mexican carpenter. Now, other people could not understand why I was doing it. And they said, well, Sammy, the idea of planting an international church is great theoretically, but in reality, it's not going to work. You should have stayed in the Korean church. Well, you don't know how many times, how much they were saying, what they were saying was right. They were genuinely concerned about me, and what they were saying was true. My heart was shaken, and I felt many times that I made a mistake. However, whenever I was thinking about that, God reminded me of His calling in my life to raise up 21st century Moses. And then God has led me up to this far with the same church with you right now, with you guys today, fulfilling His vision through this church. Last Saturday and yesterday, I heard wonderful stories. One brother is sharing the gospel with Muslims and Buddhists. Another brother is sharing the gospel in his own language through TikTok. And one sister is discipling a homeless man, and this man is shared the gospel with a taxi driver just a few days ago. Other sister started a home fellowship and disciples her brother-in-law, who did not know how to read the Bible, who did not know how to pray, but now he is now teaching scripture and sharing the gospel with his own people through WhatsApp. Another sister shared the gospel with her grandfather in her home country and led him to Jesus Christ. A couple is doing a devotion every day, and they share the Bible verses with their parents every day. Now, I keep hearing this 21st century Moses stories, and I look back and see how God has led this the way. Last 10 years were not waste of time at all. It was a straight path God was leading. Along the way, there were lots of times, lots of voices in my head from other people and from my own thoughts to stop what God was called me to do. But when I laid down my own understanding and trusted God 100% and acknowledged Him in all I do, He made my path straight. He directed me to walk in His way. Well, sometimes or many times, our ways look better and quicker, but that's not the case. God's way may look worse and slower, but His way is always the best and quickest. So do not lean on your own understanding. Trust and acknowledge God in all you are and all you do. Now, the second blessing is healing. How can you receive this healing and refreshment? By repenting of your sins. Let's read verses 7 through 8 again. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from your evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. It says, do not be wise in your own eyes. 1 Corinthians 8:2 says, if you think you know something, you know nothing. Galatians 6:3 says, if you think you are someone when you are not, you are lying to yourself. Now, isn't it interesting when this verse says, do not be wise in your eyes? Remember how Adam and Eve got into sin in the first place. In Genesis 3, 5 and 6, Satan deceived Adam and Eve saying, your eyes will be opened and you'll become wise like God. And the fruit was delight to the eyes and the desirable to make one wise. Because of what you see, your eyes can easily deceive you. It disguises and deceives with earthly beauty and glory to distract and destroy you completely. So be careful. The one you see so wise, reasonable, and making sense may not be true. Satan can deceive your heart through your eyes. So turn away from it and fix your eyes on Jesus Christ. And that's what it means to fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Now, fear the Lord means honor and revere the Lord. But we used to fear evil instead of God. We used to honor and revere God. Revere evil. Ephesians 2:2-3 says, "We walked according to the course of this world and the power of the prince of the air, and lived according to the flesh of the desires of our flesh." But today's verse says we are to turn away from that evil and fear God instead. And that is what repentance is. Repentance is not just a murmuring few sentences in our prayer, but repentance is a life change from fearing evil to fearing God. Now, when you truly repent, what happens? Healing and refreshment will come to you. Again, healing and refreshment. In many parts of the Bible, repentance and healing appear together. James 5:15 says, "Prayer with faith would raise up the sick, and the Lord might forgive their sins." Psalm 101:1-3 says, "God will heal us and forgive all our sins." Repentance is directly related to healing. When Adam and Eve sinned, sin brought all curses, including sickness, into the world. But we should not say, "Oh, you got COVID-19 because you sinned." Well, it can be, but not all sickness is from sin. Lazarus got sick and died to reveal the glory of Jesus. And Job got sick because of greater revelation of God. So we have to be careful to judge someone about the cause of sickness. But in many cases, sickness is related to sin or sinful lifestyle of a person. So when they truly repent, turning away from their evil ways and fear God, they can be healed. But the ultimate healing is salvation, being saved, being healed from sin and death. Now, when you truly repent of your sins will be forgiven. And your souls will be refreshed, and your whole being will be healed, revived, and saved. You'll have eternal life. I have a Nepalese friend. He was a strong Hindu. But one day he got really sick, and he was about to die. And he prayed to his Hindu gods, but his prayers were not answered. And he got worse. But one day he met someone who shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he heard the name of Jesus for the first time in his life. And he prayed to Jesus for the healing, and he repented of his sins. Guess what? Miracle happened. His body was healed, completely healed. But more importantly, he became a child of God. He became saved from sin and death. He experienced the ultimate healing. He became a follower of Jesus Christ. Now he is a pastor sharing the gospel and planting churches here and in Nepal. So when you repent, when you turn away from your sin, turn to God, healing and refreshment can happen. Maybe this COVID-19 season is God's way to turn people from evil and to save them. We need to pray for sick people to be healed, but we need to pray for their salvation so they can come to Jesus and follow Him. Now let's summarize today's lesson. Trust and acknowledge God and with all you are and all you do. Then what happened? Your way will be straight. Turn away from your sin and fear God. Then what happened? You will be healed. John 14:6 says, "Jesus is the way, truth, and the life." So Jesus is the straight way. With all you are and all you do, trust and obey Jesus, and you will be in Him and He will be in you. You will be in His straight way and all the days of your life. Repent and fix your eyes on Jesus, and He will heal you and He will give you life abundant, fulfilled, and everlasting life. walk with Jesus all the days of your life and everywhere, including your home. You may say, oh, I cannot do it because I'm not prepared, or I'm over-prepared. Oh, I can do better than that. Well, do not lean on your own understanding, but trust God with all you are and all you do. He will direct you and turn away from all the deceits and fear God. Do not fear other people. Do not fear coronavirus. Fear God. He can use you to heal the sick and lead many to Christ Jesus powerfully. Just trust in Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this encouraging message, Lord. Father, we have put our eyes on other things, and then we used to lean on our own understanding. We thought our ways were right and intelligent. But Father, please forgive us. We will lay down our own understanding in front of you, and we will fix our eyes on you, Lord. So Father, please help us and guide us to trust in you and worship you, so that our ways would be straightforward, and then we will experience the supernatural healing and power. Father, we also pray for those who do not know you yet. They think they are smart. They think their ways are right, but they are struggling. So Father, please help us to carry this gospel of Jesus Christ to them so that they will put their faith in you, so that they can also experience the power of the powerful healing, and their ways would be straightforward as well. Please help us and guide us, Lord. We thank you, praise you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray it. Amen.